Jarvis Smith. And you are listening to Candle of Knowledge. For this week's bonus episode of Candle of Knowledge, I had a chance to have a conversation with Kaylee. She comes back to the podcast once again, and we talk about the episode that I just did about love, marriage, and family. But this time, I get Kaylee's thoughts on love, marriage, and family. So let's go ahead and get right into it. I hope you enjoy. We are here in Pasadena, and it is Valentine's Day 2004. 2024. I can't believe I said 2004. That won't make the edit. It's 2024 because I'm so excited. You know what? It's just so surreal because I got Kay here. Kaylee Kim Malaya is back. She had an amazing episode on Manifest Destiny. So now I want to bring her on for this episode here where we talk about, you know, love, family, and marriage. And I have an episode about that and I share my thoughts about it just for myself. But now I want to get, you know, not just any woman's perspective, but I want to get my special star's perspective on this, Kaylee's perspective on this one, because Kaylee, you know, we've definitely had these conversations before, and I know you have your thoughts about, you know, just where you see yourself going in your life. And just before we started hitting this record button, we were already talking. So now we got the official setup now. We got the mics going. So I just want to hear my superstar just talk about, you know, what she feels as far as, you know, love, marriage, and family, and just what does that mean to you?
Oh my goodness, Jarvis. Well, you give such an introduction when we talk. It almost makes me nervous because it gets so serious when we break it down. We, you know, bring out the mics and set it up, and it's like, oh my gosh, we're having a serious conversation. Or not like so serious, but I just feel like we're really talking about something deep. I just love everything that you say. You explain everything so well. And our topic of today is really special. Family, mm-hmm. marriage. Mm-hmm.
And love.
And love.
Let's start, break it down one by one. Let's start off.
I'm like, this is how they feel like this conversation can go on for days. This is a never-ending conversation.
Yeah. But you know, I think what we can do for this and the way I did it was just like, it was just more about my personal thoughts on it. It wasn't necessarily me relating it to any type of personal relationship or anything like that. It's just about your thoughts about it. You know, like, what do you feel to be true in that area and everything like that? You know, and the balloons are flying right now. And for our listeners here, don't worry, there's balloons.
I feel like it's good.
It's a whole vibe up in here. So Kay, you know, when you think about that for yourself, starting with love, like, what does that mean to you? And what is the, I guess, the importance of love in your life mean to you?
Well, I think that love is something so special. I feel like it's something so strong. And I feel like it's also something very natural. I feel like love, you know, I mean, there's different kinds of love. There's like, you love your family. And I mean, family is like the deepest love, but then, you know, there's like the in love, you know, with a significant other, which is different from loving family. But, you know, when you love someone, you do everything that you can to take care of that person and to always be there for that person, even when times are rough. And I think that, you know, loving someone is something that just comes within you. But, you know, there's so many people that I don't know how to love properly due to family and, you know, being shown, you know, toxic ways of loving. And so I feel like it's something that, you know, has to be, I don't know, just experienced trial and error with love and just really understanding what it means. Because I feel like love, people have so many different perceptions about it. But yeah, love is very deep. It's very special. when you love someone, it's just you'll do anything for that person. I feel like our last conversation was like self.
You know, how about this? We had two conversations. We had one that was recorded, right? We had the one that we talked to where we got you sounding amazing. But then we had our Paris conversation to our listeners here. And Paris, it was a moment where I think it was like, had to be 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. We were hungry, starving. And because we didn't have no snacks, right? And there's nothing open. Paris isn't like New York. It doesn't stay open.
Oh, yes. Paris. But and we didn't have no water.
No water either. We were struggling.
We didn't have water. Struggling.
But boy, I don't know what it was. I think I went into full yay mode or something. I was talking this young woman's ear off like crazy. But I was super charged, like I had some drink in me. And I don't drink, but I was charged that night. I was just motivated. I was just talking about, man, we're going to do this shit. And this people don't understand. We're going to look back on this moment right here where all the things that we're doing right now. So that was like my, like the love that I have for you in that sense of like that self, that motivation for you and seeing that. So like when you think about that, like, right, just love of your peers and stuff like that and self-love and just love of your family, right? So we've talked about this before, but it's like, for you, when you think about it like that now, like when you got people like championing you in your ear, showing you unconditional love that way and things like that, how important is that for like for you when you think about your day-to-day life?
I think it's so important. I mean, you know, the self-love is the very start. Like that's where a lot of people go wrong when they try to start loving on other people, because the, you know, self-respect for yourself and for others is very different. Just, you know, so many opinions about this topic. But for me, the importance of it is huge. I mean, as long as you have love for yourself and you have love from your family, your friends, that's the most important. Having love with a significant other is such a blessing. And it's definitely something that's super important to me. But I also believe that love is also worth waiting for. And it's, you know, there's the people that, you know, get out of relationships and they're just ready to be in another relationship because they just need to have a significant other. And I like to view myself as like a relationship person. The past relationships I have been, they've been like very special to me. And I've thought when I was in previous relationships, like, oh, I'm a relationship girl. But like, you know, now it's just like, you know, the loving someone is so special. It's worth having the self-love for one, like, you know, with yourself ultimately, and really understanding, because after going through so many relationships, you kind of repeat the same cycles and you kind of figure out these problems within yourself. I mean, I'm sure also with the other people you've been with, but I mean, there's always things to like work on. And so with how important is love? It's so important. If you're living in this world, not loving anyone, you are so hurt and not doing well. If, you know, there's no one that you love in this world, and it's not even, you know, I mean, even if you don't have a significant other, like having just friends and family that you love is so deeper than that. You know, there's people in this world that have so many significant others, but no one loves them. Like, and it's, you know, you feel so empty. You know, there's people, you know, with families that don't really love them. Like, love is really strong, and it doesn't just have to be from a significant other, because they are different, but love is love.
Yeah. No, I feel you in that one. And the point I was making too, you know, earlier in the main episode, you know, was just that I like to focus on the quality over the versus the quantity of people in my life. I made it very clear, like, I'm a person, I don't like to be around a lot of people. I genuinely don't like to be around a group of people. It's like the more number of people I have in my life doesn't make my life more fulfilled to me personally, right? But I think it's the quality of the conversations and the quality of the time that I'm spending, the quality of the history I'm building with the person. So yeah, I may miss out on some things because I'm not surrounding myself with a bunch of people, but it's that quality to get to that real, I would say, unconditional love, true love amongst your peers and people that you respect and you idolize and you really do look to as like inspirations in your life. And yeah, man, no, there's no denying here that someone like yourself, Kay, has been that to me. But then someone obviously like my brother, my best friends, Q and Sane, Marcus and Rhea, Vani, I got real love for those people. I have no problem with saying that, you know, because those people have been influential to me, seeing me grow as an individual, seeing me get bury my parents in the aftermath of that and be there for me. So that's what I'm talking about. Like that's real, man. And that's the quality. That's not the quantity. That's the quality. I'll be honest, I don't want a bunch of fake people talk about my life and times, you know, we'll definitely get that to a later episode too, but I want the real people to talk about my life and times. And that's what I'd rather focus on. If that just isn't a large number of people, it's okay. But I just know the love from those small amount of people are real, and that's what matters, right? So now we transition over to marriage. And I share my thoughts on marriage. I said I'm a traditionalist in the sense of like, I do believe that, I'll put it like this. I just don't want like, you know, like the kids without the wife. I want the whole package. This is what I am. I was like, I want the whole package. So I am more traditionalist in that way. So I talked about that. That was me. But now I want to hear your perspective on it, you know, okay? Because we talked about this as well. So what do you think about when you think about marriage in addition to love and just that whole entire journey?
I think marriage is beautiful. There's so many people in this day and age that don't ever want to get married, which is really, makes me feel, I'm just like, why? I mean, it's understandable. I mean, we live in a, like a new world where non-traditional things is, you know, the traditional. And so, but to me, I also do feel like very traditional at heart. And I think marriage is beautiful. And I think it does work, even though, you know, the percentage, the divorce percentage is high. And I think that's, I believe it's just, you know, due to, you know, people get into certain situations where, yeah, they feel like it's right. They feel like because of timing and their age, they just think it's time to get married. So, you know, they just kind of cut corners and, you know, make it work with people who aren't going to work potentially. And then, you know, when you add kids into it, it changes everything and makes things so much worse. And always in the beginning, it's so amazing, but it's really like the long term of the marriage, like, you know, like past like 5-10 years to see, you know, really the commitment of marriage. I look at marriage as a commitment of, you know, loving someone and, you know, being there for someone. It's a team effort of, you know, just compromise and, you know, to make that work. I've seen so many marriages with so many people, so many families, and I see so many things not work out for natural reasons, like having kids. But to me, I think that, again, marriage is beautiful no matter how many terrible terror stories there are about marriage, because people are traumatized. There's so many divorced people that say they're never going to get married again, which, I mean, is understandable. I mean, I've been so hurt so many times in relationships, but I feel like that will never just, you know, that will never kill my image of love. And I always believe it's truly out there. And as hurt as you can be, it's just, you know, you make what's possible in this world, and love, true love does exist, and it is rare, but, you know, it's a lot of internal work to deserve that, because it's nothing easy to have. Having true love, it's, I don't believe, you know, you're just graced. I mean, some people, you know, do have true love. There are amazing, there's so many success stories of love, but I mean, I don't know, it's easier said than done.
And the way I look at it is like, in my life personally, like the person that I choose to marry, that woman, she's stepping into this realm that I'm calling the most important woman, because the first woman I ever loved was my mother. And now that my mother's not here, the person that steps into that role into my life is that the woman I call my wife, that's the most important woman in my life. There's no other, there's no other woman above that. So that's a serious title. And I take that, that takes time to build that quality relationship that I'm talking about, you know, quality over quantity. And to find that, that's critical to me. So I feel you on that one, that true love, right? And it, true love takes time. It's okay if it takes time, man. There's no time limit on nothing like that, to your point. Maybe that could be the reason why divorce rate's so high too, because just people feel like they got to do it because they're not getting younger, as some say. And I know there's some health things that can come up with people, et cetera. But I think, again, focusing on that journey with that person, building up that history with that person who you believe in. And that's the key thing there. Okay. So shout out to you dropping that knowledge on that one. So I'm there with you. We eye to eye on that one. And the last thing we're talking about here is family, man. And I talk about the dynasty, man, the family. And I think the big thing about family, and I've come into it more for myself, is because, you know, obviously parents pass away, you start thinking about your own legacy. My brother becomes a parent now. I got a lot of friends of mine, a lot of them that I just named are parents now. So I, of course, start thinking about that. But I just think about, for me, when it comes to family, about where do you see yourself? You know, what type of example you're trying to leave with them? What does that mean to you? You know, everyone tries to keep their families together, but you know, things do happen. But I think the dynamic of family to me is that unit they can move together, because that's what I saw with my mother, my father, my brother, and I all together through the tough times and the dark times and everything in between. So when it comes to UK, when you think about family, and I definitely know you talked a lot about family, especially with your family, your own family, like, what do you think about that just from your experiences when it comes to family in relation to marriage and love?
Having a family is the biggest blessing, biggest privilege to me. And again, I'm very like traditional with it. So I feel like the person that you marry has to be, you know, you have to look at that person as like the mother or father of your child for the rest of your life. Even if worst case scenario, things don't work out, you still have to know that person's going to be the best mother or father, which I feel like people would think that, but you know, it doesn't always work out like that. But I think, yeah, the biggest thing for is, you know, one, marrying your best friend and, you know, showing such a strong example of what love and commitment are to your kids, so they can see what a healthy relationship is, because so many of us are grown up with divorced parents, people, and even, you know, married parents that aren't happy. And, you know, they get this just like bad idea of, you know, love and relationships, and, you know, with, you know, influencers and, you know, music artists and baby mama culture, so many negative, toxic relationship traits are trending and, you know, glamorized. And it's not normal for humans to be going through these hard emotions that a lot of people go through. And so the biggest example when it comes to having kids is just, you know, I feel like when you have kids, I mean, you know, preferably you should be married. And it's just my opinions, because you don't have to be married to have kids. But to be an example for your kids, you want them to show them, you know, a married couple, and then to remember to still put your spouse first before your kids, because, you know, when you have kids, you put the kids always come first. But I feel like it's really important to still prioritize like the bond of your marriage above your kids. You know, of course, you know, with certain circumstances, like that should always be the focus, because to make it work, it's just, again, from my experience, what I've seen from other people who have family and kids, you just, you know, you have to have like your partner, your significant other, your husband and wife. That's, I feel like, the foundation to having a healthy family and, you know, raising your kids and showing them, being the example on a day-to-day basis. And that's pretty much like the, to me, like what family is, creating a foundation for your kids, showing them how to be as an adult as your kids grow up. And I think that for me, preferably, you know, I want to have kids in this broken world that we live in, because it's just only getting worse as life goes on. But, you know, I want to be someone who can at least say that, like, I brought, you know, another pure-hearted person in this world, because there's so many broken, hurt, just bad people, narcissists in this world. They're just no good people. No offense, because, you know, God loves everyone. But it's just, you know, there are good people in this world. I believe that both of us are good people in this world. And I know that, you know, we're capable of bringing more good people in this world, because that's what this world needs.
Now, that's perfect, man. I don't have anything else to top it. You hit the nail. I'm saying that's it.
Was I good? I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying when I'm like talking. I just feel like I'm ranting and no. I'm like, am I making sense?
No, this is your thoughts. And that's something I want to say to maybe to wrap this up, because it's so beautiful. It's just that these are just our thoughts. I said this in the main episode. I'm saying in the bonus episode right here. We're not trying to give nobody no relationship advice, what to do. Do what you want. I'll take it. I have no relationship advice. Just do what feels right to you. Yeah. But this is just us sharing our thoughts on it. And it's just really dope to hear your voice, Kay, because your voice is powerful. I kid you not. And on this topic of love, marriage, and family, I know there's quite a few people that want to hear it. And it would be beautiful to see your future family hear this down the line. And like, man, that's how mom was talking back then. That's what's up, man. So there you go, man.
It's so crazy to hear you say that.
Yes. So again, Kaylee, I appreciate you coming right back to the pod. Two times on the pod, we got Kaylee here, and she's flowing. She's flowing, y'all.
It's
right?
It's gonna be a third time.
Come on, that's right, man. We about to get a whole series right now. If y'all want to see a series with Kay, let me know. We can make something happen. Kendall Nas can be taken over by Kaylee right now. Oh. Yeah, you got some candles. So let's go.
K&J.
K&J. Come on now. So again, thank you all so much for listening. This is truly beautiful. And we're here. 143. I'm looking at these beautiful balloons. I'm looking at this vibe. It's amazing. Now, one thing I'll say to wrap this up is we got to where we are, our connection, our friendship, our alliance, everything from communication. And I think that's so dope. That's so awesome. So again, thank you for being a part of this piece of history right here, Candle Knowledge. Aww. I won't let you down. I won't let anyone down who comes onto this podcast, because there's something special here and our voices mean something and they definitely got to be heard by the world. So I love you, Kay. I appreciate
you. I love you too, Jarvis.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
There you go. Yes. All right. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode, bonus episode of Candle Knowledge. Candle Knowledge is a
Line Slayer Audio
production, recorded at My Workstation Works OC. If you want more information about the podcast, go ahead and visit candleofknowledge.com. Once again, that's candleofknowledge.com. If you want to follow the podcast on social media, the main social media account is Candle of Knowledge on Instagram. Once again, that's Candle of Knowledge on Instagram. I also have a playlist too on YouTube. It's in the show notes of this episode right here. It's called the Rebirth Playlist. It's just a collection of all the different artists and songs that inspired this volume of Candle Knowledge. If you like what you heard for this podcast and you want to take things a step further, you can donate to the podcast using the link in the show notes of this podcast too, called Acast Supporter. That platform allows you to contribute a small amount of money to the podcast and help an independent DIY podcast producer like myself continue to tell more great stories about my family. And finally, the easiest thing that you can do to support the podcast is follow, comment, like, share, engage with the podcast on all your favorite podcast platforms if you truly enjoy the content, because again, your support goes a long way in that way as well. And just share it with someone that you appreciate genuinely, because that means a lot. Thank you for listening once again, and I'll catch you on the next episode.